So, that's loud. A little bit after scheduled time, the first question into the audience. Who here does not speak German? He's cheating. Okay, so then we'll continue in English, which is perfectly fine. Welcome to the shutdown event of the 11th edition of the FrostCon.
Power off.target.
What?
Power off.target.
Power off.target.
Okay, so this year was, as always, the most awesome FrostCon ever. It has to get more awesome every year. Perfect example, we have two bouncy castles. So we improved on this way. And we had around about 1,800 visitors this year. So a little bit less than last year, but still cool because last year was our 10th anniversary. So more people had to come. This year, the regular crowd came here. Everybody had fun as far as I've spoken to people. So cool.
So we now hand over to our Frox Labs team, who wants to present some results.
Yeah.
Maybe in German, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a part of the Frog Labs team. As you probably know, the Frog Labs are the kids track, the youth program of the conference, and it's organized by a large team of children and adolescents and some adults. This year we were a team of 16 children and 6 adults who organized the youth program, and we had 125 attendees. As you can see above my head. Yeah. Okay, so. Yeah, please verify what I say. Okay. I think we should make a contest out of that. Probably for next year. Whoever counts the right number is entitled to donate a huge amount of money to tickets. So, okay, thanks to the large team. This is only a part of the team. Some of them have already left with their parents. Some are tidying up the rooms in the kids' area. What else? Should I say, I don't know. Okay, if you would like to support this youth program, have a look at our website. That's it, I think.
As usual, we have to thank a lot of people.
We also want to thank.
And we want, we want to thank a lot of people.
We want to,
yeah. And I hope this list is complete. This talks like this usually come to life in the 20 minutes before the talk, and people get forgotten. So if we forget anybody, sorry. First, I'd like to thank all the volunteers that helped us make FrostCon possible. We struggled at times, but without the guys in the green shirts, you stand up. This wouldn't be possible. You notice there are not many of them here because they are already outside tearing down the event. So if you have a little bit of time afterwards, just go outside on the Hochschulstraße and look for somebody with a clipboard and that looks like he or she knows what she's doing, and ask them what you can do to help. It shouldn't take long. And next we have to thank the university, who not only provides us with this fabulous venue, but also several people help us setting up network and support us in many, many ways. Then we have to thank our exhibitors and projects that have also awesome booths, and not on awesome booths, my TH has gone in the last couple of days. Tables, stands, whatever. And projects that run their own dev rooms and put up their own program. Then we have to thank the guys from the POC, that made that provided us with our telephone service. Without without it, wouldn't be possible to run this event. Even though the university created some new challenges by changing the infrastructure and removing some cables we used to rely on, but we managed to work around that. And also, we have to give a big thanks to our to the CCC WOC team. That has done the awesome job of like streaming 7 parallel tracks. All of yesterday's talks are online. Most of today's talks are online, and I'm pretty certain that today, all of today's talk will be online. Setting up such events costs a bit of money, so we also have to thank our sponsors. I can quickly go through them. So our partner sponsor, Reply, Tarent, Systrix, IP Labs, Elastic, Trivago, Doctronic, Flying Circus, Info Online, IT Novum, MITP, DLR, Next Level, GFU, Linux, and Rewe Digital. And other ones that I didn't, if I had put all the sponsors here, you couldn't read them. So thanks to them as well for making this event possible. Of course, I forgot the speakers. We had, in the main track, we had about 72 speakers. That's the most amount of speakers we ever had because we didn't have a sub-conference this year. And I think they did a pretty good job. I got good feedback. And if you missed any talks, as I said, the video team has recorded everything. And you can, if you come home, you can have a look at the talks you missed.
You can also give feedback at our conference system. You can give feedback to talks so that next year when we select the new talks, we can see how the old ones were rated. So it's also a big help for us for choosing good talks for the next conference. If a speaker gets good ratings, he's much more likely to get a talk again here.
And the other way.
Yeah. So now let's crunch some numbers. Oh, it's a sponsoring slide. It's too big. It takes a while. Oh, I've turned it off. That's why it didn't work. Sorry. Okay, so since I can't remember much numbers after 2 days of no sleep at all, I'm just writing it down. So this year we've... Consumed. That's a nice word. Consumed 60 kilograms of coffee, 100 liters of milk, so a lot of milk with that coffee, 450 liters of beer, hopefully not with that coffee, and 60 chests of mate, crates of mate, which I would say alternatively to the coffee. So some people drink it afterwards, so that's our big numbers for this year. One thing I forgot. I don't know. Let's skip to an. Oh yes, a lot of food.
I think like 410 Nackensteaks. So, yeah. 1800. So after we finished.
I think you should thank them for being quickly.
The guys at the barbecue, yeah. Thanks for the barbecue people. Yeah, the queue looked quite long, but it was shorter than it appeared. Like in the rear view mirror, you.
Sometimes you say.
Queue time of about 10 minutes. Okay, after we finished tearing down and cleaning up and everything, we are entitled to a little cold beer and some food. So we meet up in Bonn at the Voyager for some drinks and some food, and you're all invited. So come on over, have a drink with us after you helped tearing down, of course. And we have a big announcement.
Well, before we have the big announcement, we have one tradition we have missed yet so far. Every year, we show all the people who are sitting in the audience how many organization team we need to organize this conference. So everybody with the blue shirts, sitting in the first and second row or further behind, can come on stage right now if you like to. Basically, we have to. So this is one big team we didn't thank because you tend to forget yourself sometimes. So as you can see, maybe some of you see, we have grown a bit larger. Maybe you should go a bit more back to get a good picture.
Nobody wants to.
I would suggest you just go back to a few rows. It would be much more easier than to try to cramp us together. Jeez! So, the big announcement for us, you don't have to leave right now. Come on, guys, a little bit of fame here. Don't leave us standing here. So, we already have the date? Yes.
Save the date.
Yes, save the date. The date for next year is already approved by the University of Applied Science. So, next year, same weekend, just one day earlier than this year. So, no, it's all. Come on. You know what I mean. It's still on Saturday and Sunday. So, hopefully, see you next year. And we appreciate you being here helping us. Thank you. Bye.